That was weird, though.
There we go.
Okay.
Hang on. I got lots going on here. All right. Nice case, by the way.
You talked a lot about how you guys would respond after kind of a longer break. What did you think?
Well, I liked our first because we really didn't give up much, and I thought we managed it. We just played a simple game. Because when you do that, everybody's on the same page, and it allows everybody to have some trust in their game. And I thought we managed it really well. I didn't think they had much in the first. At the same time, we didn't shoot ourselves in the foot, which was good. And then the second, I thought we just made the game way, way, way tougher than we needed to. I mean, we gave up way too many scoring chances, turnovers. I mean, I think I said on the bench, I think we had four or five what I call fairly blatant turnovers in the first 3.5 minutes of the second period. And those turned into offensive chances. And we had one bad line change that allowed them to get their first goal, and then that gave them some momentum. So the first 8-10 minutes of the second period, I thought really dug us a little bit of a hole, but I think we stabilized, moved some guys around, and I liked the response in the third period. And they had a little bit of a fortunate goal. They threw that puck, and I think it went off one of our guys' head, off the helmet, and went in. So, and then I thought we got some really key saves at key times from Braden. One with a couple minutes to go to preserve a point. And then in overtime, he made a couple of peak saves that allowed us to get the second point. So all being said, they're a very good hockey team. Obviously, St. Louis, the record speaks for itself. They're deep. They're good. And I know they were going to respond today because they weren't too happy with their effort or outcome, I should say. I shouldn't say effort because I just watched it on TV. But the outcome of that game, you knew that they were going to be very motivated today.
Barry, you mentioned those saves from Holtby, especially the ones in overtime. You guys have gone to OT now, 7 of your last 9, and you've won 4 of them in overtime. I feel like the formula has been similar. He makes a couple or one or two big stops early, and you guys get one late. That's probably 4 points right there. What does that mean in the overall season?
Well, just look at it. Look at the Metro. I mean, at the end of the year, 4 or 5 points is you're either in or out in this tough division. So anytime you can get points, I mean it's going to be a battle right to the end. I'm looking at the standings every day, and I'm like, I have no idea who's in, who's out. You have a good streak, and you're right in the mix. You have two bad days or two bad games, and you find yourself dropping 3 or 4 spots. I mean, I think it's pretty crazy. So we've got to stay with it. And obviously it's the big week for us. We got 4 games this week. We've had a couple days off. I thought we were showed a little bit of that. I don't know if it was rust, but just we weren't real sharp. And hopefully we're a team that gets some rhythm. So we got 3 really important games coming up this week, and then we get another break, and then we start over again. So I think we just focus on the next 5 or 6 days here, and then get to the break, and we'll go from there.
What did you think of Oshie on the third line, and do you think that's something you would want to?
Yeah,
see more?
No, I thought it was really good. Sometimes it threw the balance off where I thought they were getting sort of good matchups where we were just nullifying each other, and I think by what we did is sort of spread it out, and it created a little more sustainability, very similar to what we've been doing the last couple of years. So. I thought Osh was really good today. I thought Lars Eller was really good, so we made that flip. It was an easy flip, just the first and third line with Devo, because Devo had been playing there, and I just think it freed us up a little bit, and I didn't mind it at all.
After, you know, Oshie had been kind of hard on himself earlier in the week and maybe wanted to get some more production, is that exactly what you expect him to do tonight?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I noticed with Osh today, as the game went on, that more and more of that doggedness that he has in his game, he hounds pucks, he stays, keeps plays alive, very intelligent player. I thought he managed. I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing on that on Lars's goal. He was going to play that off the pad, and I just thought that was the old Osh. He was just playing and being a hockey player and winning every battle. I mean, when I watch TJ Osh, he's got you marvel at his skill level and his smarts and how he can make something out of nothing, but. What makes him special is the fact that he can keep plays alive, and it's his compete, and I thought his will and his compete were really good today. And he didn't worry about, I don't think he was worrying about production, he was just playing, and that production comes when he plays like that. He was moving his feet, and there was lots of good things in his game.
Okay. Do you see any similarities in the way Alex and Vladimir generate coming down the off-wing?
Yeah, they when they come off their off wing, both of them, it's almost a natural load where they come and they cut, and that the puck is in that loaded position, and if they have a little seam or a little window that they can throw that puck through, they do, and they've got great releases. So both those guys are very dangerous. So obviously their numbers are going to speak for themselves when they're both done. But yeah, when they play, they're playing the off wing. But as soon as they go laterally, that puck is loaded and ready to go. So I think that's why they're exceptional at that. Their releases are phenomenal. And with like Ovi's got a whip to his shot, obviously. And Tarasenko he uses a shorter stick and. Yeah, to me, it's really deceptive. You don't think it's going to come off the stick that hard, but it really explodes off his stick. Yeah, he must be a real strong man. I don't know him that well. See him on the ice, see him maybe walking through, but that thing explodes.
And as you continue to play well ever since Thanksgiving, has it become clearer what changed or what got better, or
No, I think I've had this little bit of this discussion that we sort of let the players have to heal and find their way. We had a lot of new faces in the lineup, and we had to get through the misery of how we finished last year. We had high expectations. I said this: we have expectations to do well every year. And especially the last couple of years, and when we didn't meet them, there was a lot of hurt. And our expectations are higher than some other teams because we feel that we can get there. So we let the players sort of heal on their own, and we didn't have a great start, which I could have predicted pretty easily, but. There's the one thing that we've developed, I think, in the last few years is a good culture, and that culture will allow you to battle through it, find a way, if you will, and then the guys that have been in that culture, there's an accountability and an expectation that we try to realize it every time. Every time you step on the ice, we want to win the hockey game. We want to make the playoffs. You got to get there, and then once you make the playoffs, we have lofty goals all the time. So there's other teams that if they make the playoffs, it's a good year. We've had those higher lately.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, man.